Zrat Hashem, we are starting Masechet Kelayim, the first mission of Kelayim. The idea of Kelayim is that certain situations that one is not allowed to plant different grains, different vegetables together, that is called Kelayim Zroyim. That's what the Masechet is starting out with. The Kelayim Zroyim, which means once again planting different grains or vegetables together, only applies in Eretz Yisrael, does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Later in the Masechta, we will be learning about Kelayi HaKerem, which is Kelayi in the vineyard, which has grapevines growing together with grains or vegetables, which applies even in Chutz La'aretz. And then afterwards, we're going to have another type of Kelayi Ilan of grafting one tree on another. And we're going to have discuss towards the end of the parak, Kelayi Behema, of not mixing two animals with one another. Not making a mule, which is also, and also not having two different animals lead a wagon or lead a plowing implement. And the last type of Kelayim mentioned in the Masechta is Shatnez. That's called Kelayim B'Gadim. Okay, so once again, we're starting with the Kelayim of different types of grains or vegetables. This only applies to grains and vegetables, does not apply to trees. So the general rule is, if there are two species, there is Kelayim. If one species, the different varieties of the same species, it is not a problem with Kelayim. So for example, if you have tomatoes, if you have big tomatoes and cherry tomatoes, it's not a problem with Kelayim. They're all considered one meat. And even with second shrimps and mice is considered one meat. You take mice from one to the other. But if it's two meat, then there is Kelayim. So our mission lists a whole bunch of cases where that are slightly different from one another, but they're still considered the same species. So chitin vazunin ein kilayim, zeh is chitin is wheat, and zunin is a wild form of wheat, which the grain seems to be much smaller, not as well developed as other the regular wheat. Even so, they consider one min, and they consider one min. Hatsa'oyin vashibol l'shuel are considered one min. Now this is a very big chiddush. Shasar and Abal and Shibol Shul is what we, in the standard translation of Shibol Shul is oats. Oats look very different than barley. Therefore, there are some that say that, want to say that Shibol Shul is something else that looks more like barley. Halach Lamaita, and we have a Kabbalah that Shibol Shul is oats, and that's the way we treat it. Hakus min vashipon, spelt and rye are considered also one min in respect to kilayim. Hapul vatapir, these are different types of beans that are similar but not exactly the same, they're considered one min. Hapugdon vatoivach, these are also some type of other black beans that are similar to one another, they're considered one min. Every set over here, the mission is saying a chiddush, but they're considered one min even though they're slightly different. Hapul alovin vah. Shauyis, a white bean, and shauyin is some other type of bean. In modern Hebrew, it's peas, but it's not clear if that's what this is referring to. Einim kelayim zedizeh. All these sets are not kelayim with one another. Obviously, one from one set is kelayim with another set. A bean is kelayim with barley and wheat.